The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to our presentation on the term flowchart. Let's start out with a brief overview. A flowchart is a visual representation of the progression of an entity, and whether it's a product, person, information, etc., through a process. Flowcharts have two main uses. First, process flowcharts are used for documenting the steps of an operation. The visual nature of the flowchart makes it useful for learning a process, for quickly checking the next step as a memory tool, or when reviewing the work of others. The second use is that flowcharts are a problem-solving tool. They are useful as an analysis tool in nearly every process improvement effort. In either case, though, the purpose is to provide a greater understanding of how the process operates. The degree of detail of a flowchart can vary from a brief overview to a detailed step-by-step guide about the process. Now let's dive into a deeper discussion about flowcharts. The visual nature of a process flowchart provides two main benefits. The first is that it creates a deeper level of understanding. Seeing a list of paragraphs doesn't highlight how complicated steps are, how they interact, or where they fit into the bigger picture. A flowchart, on the other hand, makes those things jump out at you. The other benefit is that a flowchart acts as a communication tool. Explaining a process can be a challenge with the written word alone. A graphic depiction of a process, on the other hand, helps the author convey the feel of a process. Now let's go over the uses of flowcharts. The first of the common uses is for problem-solving or process improvement. Process flowcharts are instrumental tools in problem-solving. They highlight wasteful processes, primarily through making complexity very apparent, or by showing the circuitous path a process might take. The second use is for training documentation. Training documents require a high level of detail to show an employee how to perform their work. These documents are typically too complex for everyday use, but rather are used to teach new employees how to do their work, or as a reference guide when an employee forgets something. Process documentation is another use for flowcharts. Process documentation and training documents are closely related, and in many cases are even one and the same. This form of flowchart is used to preserve information about how a process is done. And finally, flowcharts are great to use as a reference guide. A reference guide may be used by the employee as a refresher for an unfamiliar process. For example, a product may have several options on it. This type of flowchart is useful as a reminder, as they typically don't take long to read. Another common use of this type of flowchart is for leaders to review an operation. They may manage numerous processes and can't remember every step of every process. A small flowchart of an operation is a good way to confirm that a process is being completed properly. Okay, that covers a lot of the background about flowcharts. Let's move on now and talk about the flowchart symbols. There are four basic symbols used in a flowchart, though some specific types of flowcharts do use other symbols as well. The basic flowchart symbols are rounded rectangle or oval. This is a terminator. It marks beginning and end of a process. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.